The Gemara in Brachos and Daf Kafar cites two different mekoros for the obligation of Shachris, Mincha, and Maariv. Rabbi Yossi bar Chanina, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. The first possibility, it's based on Avos, Avram, Yitzhak, Yaakov, Shachris, Mincha, and Maariv. And the other is Keneged Tmidim Tiknum, it's based on the Avodas HaKarbonos in Mikdash. When you look at the very next Daf and Daf Chav Zayin, the Gemara quotes Machlokes, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Yeshua, regarding Tfilas Arvis. Shachris Semincha is a Tfilas Chova. What about Maariv? Do we argue what is true of Shachris Semincha is true of Maariv as well? Or somehow is Maariv distinct? Tfilas Arvis is only considered to be Irishus. If I were to ask you why exactly is it that Maariv is different, the answer is not so clear. There is a Rashi, not Meseches Brachos, but in Shabbos Daf Tes, where Rashi writes that it's based on the very source of Tfilah. Rashi writes, if you assume that Tfilah is based on Karbanos, one understands why there's a difference between Shachris and Mincha as opposed to Maariv. Shachris is the Karban Tamid Shal Shachar, Mincha the Karban Tamid Shal Ben Arbaim. At night, there isn't a Karban Kavua, Evarim, Upedarim, fats and limbs not offered during the day, we continue to offer at night. If there's no Karban Kavua Balayla, we understand why the Tefillah Balayla is different than the Tefillah Bayom. And therefore Rashi writes, Tefillah Sabbath is Rishus, because after all, Tefillah is based on Karbanos. No doubt that is a Chiddush. When you learn those sugyas, Chavav, Chavzayin, you don't find the Gemara explicitly links the Machlokas, whether Tefillah Sabbath is Rishus or Chova, to the very source of the Chiyuvav Tefillah. If you look in Shultos and Shultaches, it's even more glaring, because there Rabbi Chaigon writes that the basis of Shachris, Minchan, Maariv is Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. But nonetheless, the Shultos Paskins like Rabbi Yeshua, the Tfilas Arvis, is a Rishus. And that's the Kasha of the Netziv in Shultos. If it's based on Avos, why would one distinguish? Why would one somehow distinguish between the Tfilah of Avram and Yitzchak as opposed to that of Yaakov? Why isn't the Tfilah of Yaakov, you know, considered to be a Tfilas Chova? The Netziv answers, based on the Sugya in Chulin Daf Tzadi Aleph, the Pasuk says, Vayifka b'makom vayolan shom. You get the impression from the Pasuk that the fact that Yaakov inu davened was because of circumstance. Yaakov inu found himself time and place, and therefore it was appropriate now to daven. Vayifka b'makom. What exactly does that mean? The Gemara says, Kimata l'charan. He reached the city of Charan. Amar, Efshar, Shavarti, Amakom, Shispalavosa, Vinilo, Yispalavti. How is it possible? This is a place where my forefathers engaged in tefillah, and I did not. The Gemara seems to ascribe the fact that Yaakov inu daven because he found himself in that place, and that does not seem to indicate that that was a tefillah kavua, but a tefillah based on particular circumstance. The Pasuk of Yifka Ma'okam V'yalam Shom describes Yaakovinu Be'esara. After all, Esav Achicha Misnachem L'chol Hargecha. Maybe one could suggest that, well, of course, Be'esara, it's appropriate to go into Davin, that possibility in Ramban, in Sefer HaMitzvos Mitzvahei, that even if Tefillah B'chol Yom is only a Din Rabbanan, not Tefillah Be'esara, Mufurish in Rambam, that even if there is a mitzvah to daven each and every day, but the Rambam in Ochos Tanias, there's a separate kiyum of tefillah za'aka be'sara. And perhaps maybe one could suggest that, of course, Yaakov inu daven, but again, because of circumstance, not necessarily because of a mitzvah kavua of engaging in tefillah. But perhaps one could suggest another possibility. There's something remarkable, not only about the tefillah of Yaakovinu, but about the life and the legacy of Yaakovinu. You know, Yitzchak Avinu, Rashi describes, now, was an Ola Tamima, an Ola Tamima. Yitzchak did not leave Eretz Yisrael. There's a fascinating comment that the Medrash has that at the time of the Akedah, Vayaleu Le'ola, the Pasuk should have ended there, Tachas Beno, Tachas Beno. What do you mean that an ayil was offered instead in place of Yitzchak? You know what the Medrash writes? Zetachazeh. Zetachazeh. Zetachazeh is a din of Tmura, the Medrash writes. When a person says that Zetachazeh, this should be Kadosh instead of this, the result is not one versus the other, but who's smrasi yekodesh, meaning that Yitzchak retained that level of kedusha, as Rashi writes in Ola Tamima. And an Ola Tamima cannot leave Eretz Yisrael. And that was part of the uniqueness of Yitzchak. Yaakov, you know, much of his life was lived in Golos. Yaakov, you know, teaches us how it is that we survive, we persevere in Golos. Not in the clarity of the day, but in the Choshech of Laila. Bracious Memvav, that Yaakov, you know, experiences Nevuah, B'maros HaLayla, a stunning comment of Meshech Chachma. The typically Nevuah is Beyom. Yaakov in the Torah more than once experienced Nevuah B'Layla, and that's something which is remarkable. Even in times of Golos, even in times of Choshech, Shchinta B'Galusa, Kadosh Baruch Hu is there, and Yaakov is endowed with Nevuah B'maros HaLayla. And what does Yaakovina do? Something incredible. HaKadosh Baruch Hu reaches out to Yaakovina, B'mara Salayla, and Yaakovina is misaking Tfilas Arvis, the Tfila Balayla. That's the reciprocal relationship. HaKadosh Baruch Hu reaches out to us, even in times of Choshech and Golos, and we are able to reach out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Koach of Tfila as well. B'Choshech, B'mara Salayla. And that was the life, the legacy of Yaakovina. Meshech Chachma writes later in Parshas Ekev that that's something which is absolutely remarkable. When you're experiencing a time of Yom, of Geula, well, of course you sense Hashras Hashchina. A person can tour the Mikdash and their Nisim B'chol Yom. But to experience a Nes in times of Golus, that's something which is remarkable. That's the uniqueness of Shchinta B'Galusa. Perhaps the greatest nechama is Imo Anochi Betzara. That even if Knesset Yisrael experiences the Tzar of Golos, but you know, Kadosh Baruch Hu is there with us, step by step. And that's something which is absolutely remarkable. You know, sometimes in life a person succeeds and he's surrounded by friends. Everyone's interested in developing a closeness to a person who's perceived as being successful. You know, in life sometimes a person can be down and out. Your back is against the wall, you're distraught, you feel a certain sense of despair, and unfortunately, sometimes people can abandon you at a particular time. The true measure of friendship is not the people with you in good times. It's when you're experiencing a real esara, when you're not worthy of, and all of a sudden the great chaver is there to be able to be with you. That's the greatest indicator of avavareus. When Ima Mochi Betzara. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us, Betzara, that's something which is transformative. That's something which is remarkable. The Gemara has in Bava Basra, Kuf Chaf Aleph. Now that one of the great, great Nisan that we commemorate on Tu B'Av is the Kfur of Harugei Beitar. Unusual. The Gemara Bracha Staf Memches. Because of that, Chazawar Kovei, the Bracha of Hatov HaMeitiv. It sounds so unusual. Harugei Beitar was calamitous. The Rambam compares it to the Churban HaBayis. A half a century after the Churban HaBayis, we suffered incredible persecution. But you know what? There was an Nes. Nitru Nukvura. Lo Yisrichu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu performs a Nes for Klal Yisrael. In times of Tzara, that's something which is remarkable. That tells you even in the worst of times, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is here. Shchinta B'Galusa. That is the greatest sense of nechama. So based on that, chazawar koveya, abracha tova meitiv. Based on that, lo hayom tovim liyisrael, ayantif. We recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always there with us. I would say the model of that is the legacy of Yaakov. You know, one esara after another. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there step by step. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu endows Yaakov with nevuah, and Yaakov is Mesakein Tfilas Arvis. That's something which is powerful. That's something which is transformative. Not only in the best of times, but even the most difficult times, we recognize the unique relationship that we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I would just simply add the following. The fact that this is all true, that we can endure and experience and persevere in Golos, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there with us, Shchinta Begalusa, Malkus Davio, that Magdin Rabbayuma, it's incredible. It's a source of great nechama. It's empowering. It's transformative. But I'll tell you one thing that it's not. As remarkable, as transformative, as empowering as it is, you know what it's not? It's not the destiny of Klal Yisrael. That's not who we are. If you were to ask that, who are we as a nation? You know, we're not Golos Jews. We're not Golos Yidden that we're satisfied with the fact that, yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us, even in the worst of times. For us, we're people of absolute geula. Absolute geula. The fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us, Imon Olchi Betzara, is remarkable, but that doesn't define us in any shape or form. In any shape or form. So therefore, I will tell you very, very simply that it's true. The legacy of Yaakov, you know, Maros HaLaila and Tfilas Arvis is transformative. It's remarkable. It's empowering. But that's not what we aspire to. We aspire to the Or of Yom. We aspire to absolute Geula. We aspire to that relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not a relationship of Hastara. Relationship of absolute Gilui Shechina. And perhaps that's exactly why, as meaningful as the Tefillah of Yaakov Avinu is, Tefillas Arvis always was, and always is, and always will remain a Tefillas Rishus. It's not a Tefillas Chova. It's not a Tefillah Kavua. It doesn't define the essence in any shape or form of who we are. On the one hand, remarkable, but on the other hand, you know, that's not the nature of Knesset Yisrael. And therefore, yes, it's not a stira that the Shultos can paskin and Shultoches, tefillas based on Avos, and tefillas Arvis is considered to be a tefillas Rishus, because that relationship in Golos is something that's empowering, but it doesn't define us. We have to aspire for so much more. And especially in a Golos of Chesed, you know, it's easy simply to let the tides continue and not to be mitzapel Yeshua, even though, yes, we experience, you know, difficulty, but in a Golos of Chesed, it's hard sometimes to recognize that what we're existing in is far from ideal. Maybe today in America, people feel it more than they did a year ago now, that there's certain tides of hardship and anti-Semitism, the matzav in Eretz Yisrael, that we recognize that Golos really is not who we are, and this really isn't where we belong. But a person has to indeed be mitzapel Yeshua. But perhaps that's the answer to the kashiv the nitziv. That yes, tefillah is based on Ravam Yitzchak and Yaakov. And as remarkable as the tefillah Yaakov in a way is, for us it's only a temporary condition. It's the goal of Knesset Yisrael. It's not our yud. It's not our destiny. And therefore, not at all a stira of Ravam Yitzchak and Yaakov, but nonetheless, tefillah sarvis is only a tefillah srishus.